What originally started you on a showbiz career? Well, I played high school football, and for those of you who are curious, I was a defensive back. I was a cornerback, defensive. And I was a pass defender is what my real job was. And in my sophomore year, there was a faculty advisor who was connected with a high school radio program that they did every week on a radio station in Chicago. And part of the shows that they did a high school sportscast every weekend about what happened in the high school games. And he came to me and he said, you've got an amateur radio license, right? And I'm a licensed ham. And I said, yeah. I figured he's going to say you're causing interference with my radio. I said, yeah, I'm an amateur. And he said, well, he says, you play football. And I said, yeah. He said, well, how about doing the weekly sportscast? And so every week then, I would go on the radio and I would talk about the football games, which we played on Friday night. And one night, I'll never forget one day, it was a good team I played on. We were state champions one year. And I came in to do the high school broadcast, and my arm was in a cast. And I had a big piece of tape over my head where I'd gotten cut the night before. We had gotten beaten that night. And I came on and I said, you know, very straight, I said, Hammond High last night had a very difficult game with the Washington Oilers. And I'm sitting there with this gigantic cast on my head. And it just so happened that the high school choir that was in that day to do the show was from Washington High School. I sat in there with this cast. And that minute, when they all started to laugh, I realized somehow there was something funny about me. I always used to wonder why guards that I played opposite would laugh every time I blocked them. So that's how I really got into showbiz. And from that time on, I went on and I stayed with it, and I've enjoyed it a lot.